Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For a look now at Black Friday sales here in Massachusetts, we're joined this morning by Retailers Association President John Hurst. Good morning, John, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're quite welcome, Bob. Great to be with you.
So what are your members telling you this morning? What's it like out there for shopping in Massachusetts on Black Friday?
Well, so far, so good, Bob. I'll tell you, we are very optimistic going into this weekend and into this day. You know, early crowd at midnight, primarily a young crowd, and then a different crowd starts coming in. Families and so forth come in about 5 o'clock, but the real push, of course, is a little bit later in the morning, about mid-morning, right on through a very, very strong afternoon.
Your organization is predicting a 6.5% increase in sales over the last holiday season. That's a very bright outlook.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob, if it comes true, that prediction, it's going to be the best holiday season that we have seen in well over a decade. The latest consumer confidence figures we have seen are the best we have seen since really about 15 years. And one by one indication, it's the best ever in the last 25 years on optimism about the right time now to buy high-end goods, you know, like home appliances and other high-ticket items. So if the consumer is confident and they are 70% of the economy, then we're looking good for a great holiday season.
What do you think is driving that in Massachusetts?
Well, I think certainly the gasoline and fuel oil prices is an important factor, but also low unemployment. And our average wages have been going up at a higher level here locally than in other places. I believe also, Bob, there's a great deal of pent-up demand going on out there as well. There's been a lot of efforts locally in recent years to pay down debt and then also make major purchases like new automobiles and some home improvements. And now consumers are turning their attention to making gift purchases. And we've seen that trend over the last 3 months or so, and confident that will continue on through December.
You're predicting that Massachusetts will do better than the rest of the country when it comes to a bump in holiday sales over last year. Why is that? Why are we doing so well?
Well, you know, it really is unique. We haven't done that since right before the Great Recession. We have been trailing the rest of the country. I think our consumers have been very cautious and have been spending only in certain areas and really paying down that debt level. And today they're ready to make those purchases. And it's very positive for our local retailers because it's been a very, very tough haul with just very small increases year over year about inflationary levels.
John, how are brick and mortar stores in Massachusetts competing with online sales this year?
Well, that's the rub. Over the last 15 years, online sales have been increasing pretty much double digits almost every year. And look, we understand that consumers have a lot of options, and brick-and-mortar stores who are employing our friends and neighbors and family have to work a little bit harder and make sure the price points are there and the promotions are there. And we're really working hard to educate our consumers this year to remind them that they should shop like jobs matter, because they do.
John Hurst, president of the Massachusetts Retailers Association, thanks a lot for speaking to us this morning, and good luck today.
Thank you very much, Bob.